Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
What's up, what's up? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champion. Appreciate y'all checking out and listening to this clip on Inside the Green Room. Be sure to tune in to more Inside the Green Room on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned.
Okay, so you called the game between the Warriors and the Lakers. Mm-hmm. And obviously LeBron James not going to be around for a while as he tries to come back from injury. Big season for Luka. Obviously on FanDuel Sportsbook, you made the pick that he would lead the league in scoring right now, which is 5-1, or at least last we checked it was 5-1. It might be different now with LeBron out. Austin Reeves playing for big money, but the big guy, the one that's really playing for his reputation in the league, is DeAndre Ayton. What are your thoughts on what you saw from DA in his first matchup against the Warriors?
I like it, bro. I like it a lot. What he's doing, he's active. He's running the floor, starting the break, blocking shots, talking on defense. If he keeps this up, this gives the Lakers a whole new life. And it can be one of those teams you don't want to match up with in the West. They could probably beat anybody in the West. Obviously, there's some juggernauts out there, but all they needed last year was rebounding. You know, they could score the ball. That wasn't the issue. Luka could score, LeBron could score, so can Austin. Any given night, those three can give you 30. You got a big that's a little versatile, can shoot the mirror or something, but if he can just rebound for you and not let Rudy Gobert give you 30 and 20, you might be able to win that series. Minnesota only won the series because of rebounding. They didn't shoot great from three. They shot great from three one night. The rest of the series, they shot like below 30%, if I'm not mistaken. So obviously you want to be able to shoot the ball, shoot from three. That gives you this today's NBA. But you need to rebound when you're not shooting. So giving them a lob threat or mid-range from the big spot, rebounder, block shot, rim protector. You know, they were looking at Mark Williams last year. I think he could be similar what they're looking for, if not better, because we've seen what he could do in Phoenix. But how he's taking preseason right now, I'm really liking how he's impressing me with his approach. He's impressing me with his habits and showing that he cares. So if he continues to do that, Lakers are going to be one of those teams you don't want to match up with in the West. They could beat anybody with those three guys that can score and him in the middle. looking at Phoenix, you know, back when they went to the finals in 2021, if I'm not mistaken, like that's the year, yeah, 2021. He can be that guy. If he can do what he did, then they can be a similar team.
Yeah, I think it's going to – I'm optimistic on what he can add to the team. We'll see. I still going to worry about their defense as a whole. That's going to be a cause for concern. But again, I think there's something that they can do in the playoffs. Because you have LeBron, because you have Luka, you can almost slow down the game, and that's going to make it easier for them defensively. They just got to play better. They have to significantly improve or put a lot of emphasis on transition defense. We'll see if they're able to do that during the course of the season and especially in the playoffs. But I think he might be able to answer their rebounding issues. Okay, there's one more out of pocket that I wanted to get to, and I don't know if it's out of pocket, even though it sounds kind of wild. But your former teammate, Dwight Howard, said something about one of your – oh, my gosh, Danny. Damn, you played with all three of these guys. You played with all three of these guys. That's wild. Okay, so here we go. Dwight Howard said that Joel Embiid is the only center, if healthy, obviously, that can go one-on-one with prime Shaq. Is Dwight Howard right?
I don't think he's out of pocket. You know, when I say out of pocket, I feel like you're just way out, you know, you're out there. This is not a statement. This is not something that I think this is something a good amount of people would say. You know, Joel is one of the biggest guys we've seen. He's massive. He's one of the biggest guys we've seen in the NBA. He's had unbelievable footwork for a 7-footer. He's been able to bully ball. If he stayed healthy, he is big enough, heavy enough, strong enough to compete with the most dominant player in the world. And I wouldn't say he's the only one because, again, I have not get a chance to see Shaq versus Wilt or, you know, Kareem or Bill Russell. I have to give respect and pay homage to my OGs because those guys were very good at what they do. But we know Shaq, as big as he was, as a stature, there was not many people that came across his size that can battle with him down in the post. Nobody could stop him. We've seen him dunking on 5 New Jersey Nets and all 5 of them trying to block his shot. Like, there was just no answer for his size. But Joel Embiid, when you look at him, he is like 7 foot, looks 7'2" damn near, and he's like 300, like close to 300 pounds. He has the size to be able to battle with Shaq in that realm. Now, would he do that? Up for debate. He would probably take Shaq out, get him in foul trouble, probably put the team would probably put Shaq on free throw line, but he would probably mix him with some handles and some mid-range and some Euro steps. That's more of Joel's game, but he's definitely big enough to on the other end to bang with him some and not let him just seal and get whatever position he wants.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, Danny, when you're playing a game of one-on-one against somebody in the NBA, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to just, you know, you want to decide who you got, who you want to play a game to decide who's the better player? What are you playing to, 11, 21?
11. 11. I will say this.
11 twos and ones or just 11?
It depends. Depends if you're a three-point shooter or not. Usually just ones.
Okay.
Now guys do twos and ones. But usually 11 is good.
All right, we're doing a game of Joel Embiid is playing Shaq, right? Mm-hmm. Like best version of Shaq, best version of Embiid. They're playing a game to 11. What's the score?
It depends on who gets ball first, for one. So now this, listen, ooh. I'm gonna give you my synopsis of this whole. In a one-on-one, I think Joel would beat Shaq. In a game, I think Shaq would try to, he would mentally get over Joel. Like Joel would try to play the mind. It depends on what era we play in. If they let him play physical and Joel is going to free throws, I think Shaq has that killer, that mental, to where he's going to duck in, make him work every possession from start to finish, you know, night and Joel, it'll wear on Joel, and mentally he'd try to, you know, get in Joel's head. And obviously Joel's a troll too, so he's smart. He's not dumb. But I think mentally, I think Shaq, wouldn't say dominate him, but I think he would get the best of him in a game.
You know what? I actually can't be mad at that. Because I do think Joel, like his skill set is just, it needs to be healthy.
He can shoot threes. Joel's Shaq can't shoot jumpers.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you're saying in a game of one-on-one, Joel gets the dub. But in an actual NBA game, Shaq is going to look like the better player.
Shaq would probably, because he will find ways to get Joel to get out of his game, whether it's either crying to the refs or bullying him and just sealing him. Said again, this also depends on what era we're playing in. In today's game, Joel was probably trying to foul Shaq out because he's going to do the sweep through. If we're playing in the 90s and the 2000s, it's Shaq's world, and he's sealing him, and he's, you know, be able to do his little drop step hooks and all that stuff and post bank like bump with him. I'm giving it to Shaq.
I mean, Joel probably go crazy in that mid range though. Maybe so.
He gonna get tired. Shaq is enough to like talk some, get into him, bully him. You see what Shaq tried to do to Andrew Bynum first play down. Even if Andrew Bynum got a dunk, I'm giving you an elbow to the face. You gonna let you know, touch him up. He gonna touch him up to where Joel gonna be thinking twice about. And said, if you're not getting as many touch paint, if you had to shoot a lot of jumpers, you have to outshoot him from the wing. Which again, I've given this type of credit and flowers to the bigs when Shaq was getting on Chet and Wemby. Obviously, we know he would dominate them. You know, Shaq is one of the greatest of all time, but it would be an interesting matchup because those guys would be able to stretch the floor and Shaq wouldn't go out there. So that's what I'm trying to like. You got to give those guys some courage.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? So, but again,
I get
Joel
it.
And Shaq, that would be a hell of a matchup. I said, it all depends on what kind of era you're playing in, what kind of series. And I said, back then, I said, the OGs, men have just a different mindset. They have a killer mindset. So I give the edge to them on that all the time. Talent-wise, though, the new age era, it's just different.
Yeah. The skill sets now are absolutely absurd. All right. Speaking of big man, let's continue to roll because 2 years ago, Joel Embiid actually put 70-piece on the Spurs when they had Victor Wembanyama. But even yet and still, we all believe Victor Wembanyama is going to be in the
– yeah,
it was 70. With that being said, Victor Wembanyama is definitely capturing a lot of people's attention this preseason. He looks stronger. We're seeing him push people out the way. He's dunking people per usual. And this past summer, he actually did a trip overseas where he took on some Kung Fu. So who knows what he's going to bring to the table this upcoming season.
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body? Exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.